There is, it has been experienced by our ancestors that if their families and relatives intermarry too closely, they find out they begin to have a disease, sickness. They find their life begin to be susceptible to disease, easy to get sick, and easily get infected by anything. And they find that the system in their body became weak. And sometimes the children became a sickness called rash in the skin and places, whatever that was. So they find out this has happened. And sometimes mental retardednesses emerge if this is happening, and or some kind of other disease. That was not experienced when there was a well blending was practiced long time ago. And therefore, that is one of the reasons our ancestors long time ago always move, always change places in few years. As the family began to have children that are in marriage age, they used to take them out into a distant places and where there's no close relationship, and then arrange the marriage that way to prevent this interrelationship or blood relationship to blend too closely, to prevent the disease that they knew came from that. So this is what the wisdom of the elders who have taught their descendant to try to avoid. And for that reason, any stranger or anyone, as long as he's well liked or she is welcome into the family. And so is the white man who came around in the area. And if he comes amongst the family groups that are closely related, he's welcome to have a woman and then mix the blood a little bit. And there was no hard feeling. That was before the Christianity came in. But the Christianity came in when the conversion took place, and that was a bit of a different story, and many other things that come to happen recently. For the time being then, it wasn't too much of a consideration amongst the First Nation, Umaskiko, that is. And as the other impact arises, the first impact is the fur trade and also the arrival of the white man. The very first impact is the simply of emergence of the white man amongst the native and other things that he brought and things, the tools and everything, and the fur trade began. And that's the first impact of the two people meeting. Exchange item, friendship, and all that. And then it expanded. I guess the European much more trait ideas, and they've done it in their life and their ancestors and where they come from. So they just established this activity as a fur trade. And the fur trade really is the first impact on the First Nations in the James Bay Lowland. I want to talk about what was the first, a negative impact. The intermarriage, no, it was not a very bad negative. It was not a negative sort of thing. And then the negative thing, which was very not actually understood or easily recognized, was when the Hudson Bay or the fur trading companies begin to demand more fur. And that's when the First Nation began to stop practicing their conservation practice, where they used to say